The Gemara in Daf Daran Beis, Hey Amar Alf, brings down a fascinating ma'aseh about the Malach HaMavis that he told his shliach to go bring him a certain woman. He said, Zil Aisli Miriam Magadla Sarah Nashu, go bring me this woman called Miriam, and he used to braid the hair of women. Now the shliach of the Malach HaMavis got mixed up, and he brought him a different Miriam, and the Miriam who is Magadla Dardiki, a Miriam who used to raise children. He got mixed up between the Lashon Magadla Sarah and Magadla Dardiki, and he brought him the wrong Miriam. And the Gemara goes through how he was able to bring her, if it wasn't Taka her time to die, if something happened, Isra Mazala. And then the Gemara asks, how are you able to do this? You're able to take people before their time. And the Gemara answers that yes, they could, because Yesh Nispa B'loi Mishpa, the person could die before his time, and therefore he was able to bring this Miriam, even though it was the wrong Miriam, even though her time did not come to die. But Al Kapanim, it's moved from the Gemara that originally this woman called Miriam, Megadla Sarah Nashia, Miriam used to weave the hair of women. She was supposed to die. She was the one that the Malach HaMavis was after. So who exactly is this woman, Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia? Who is she? So she appears in a very interesting place in Rashi all the way at the end of Maseches Gittin. The Gemara at the end of Gittin, Daf Tzadi Manalf, is discussing the different midas that husbands have, Legabe, how makbid they are in the preces of their wives. And the Gemara says that there are certain people that are makbid too much, and the Gemara says, Zui midas Papas ben Yehuda. This was the mida of Papas ben Yehuda, sha'anoyal b'fnei ishto b'yaitse, that he would lock the door on his wife, he would not let her leave the house, he was afraid that she would come to some type of preces, or znus, he was makbid too much, and this is not the way a person should be noyed. So this is what Papas ben Yehuda used to do to his wife. So who is this Papas ben Yehuda? It's like Rashi and Devarasko, Papas ben Yehuda, Baila Shel Miriam Megadla Nashia Haya. He was the husband of this Miriam Megadla Nashia, this Miriam mentioned over here in our Gemara, because she heard to me basically shook, not adults, but financial to Dabil Choladim. When he would leave, when Papas ben Yehuda would go to work, he would lock his wife at home, so she shouldn't speak to anyone. Umidash ena hagenesi. This is not a good midash. Umitech kach eva nichnesas b'neim. Mizana tachle. Because of that, there's going to end up being hatred between them, and she'll end up being mizana. So Rashi learns over here that the wife of Papas ben Yehuda, the one who got locked in the house and eventually was mizana, or could be mizana, was this very Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia. The question is, where does Rashi get this from? Where do we see that she was the wife of Papas ben Yehuda? So to understand that, we have to take a look at Tysus over here. Tysus by us says that in the bottom of Daniel Bey's Demaskah B'Shiachim by Malach HaMavis, so he says that this the Maisa Miriam Megadla Nashia happened by Sheni. What happened earlier, the Haisa Ima Shol Pliny Kedisa B'Shabbos. So, Taisus, this Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia was the mother of Pliny, the mother of Isa Ish. L'chari Taisus is referring to Isa Ish, and she was his mother, as the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalam Abay. So, Taisus gives us another clue that she was the mother of Isa Ish. Now, the problem is, if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalam Abay, there's not a word over there about this. About Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia, not a word about Isa Ish, so it's not so clear what Tysus is talking about. The Maritzkis already asks this kasha and points out that apparently there's something in the Gemara over there that we don't have. It was taken out because of the censorship, for obvious reasons, and it's not in our Gemara. But if you take a look in the Chesrenes Hashas, this is a sefer that brings down all the missing Gemaras, he reveals a whole chelik of the Gemara, which we don't have in our Gemara, which explains what exactly Tysus means. And basically, the Gemara over there mentions someone by the name of Ben Satara. That we do have in our Gemara. Now, the Gemara, that's all we have pretty much, or some Isa with Ben Satada, but doesn't say anything more about Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia or Isa Ish. But the Gemara over there goes on to say that this Ben Satada was the son of Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia. He was Taka, her son, and the Gemara over there says that Miriam's husband was Papas Ben Yehuda. And then the Gemara says that why then is Miriam called, why is she called Satada? If her name was really Miriam Megadla Nashia, Sarah Nashia, so the Gemara says that Satada is a lashon of Saita, Satatas Dami Baila, she was Mizana, Tachas her husband, and therefore she was called Ben Satada, she was called Satada because of the znus that she did, even though her real name was Miriam. So that's clearly the Gemara that Taisov here is referring to, and now that we see that, Rashi and Gittin makes a lot of sense. Rashi and Gittin is Lachar based on that Gemara, where you see that Miriam Megadla was the wife of Papas Ben Yehuda. And it seems like the Gemara that she talked it did end up being Mizana. That's why her name became Satada, Satada Dami Baila. And the reason why she was Mizana is because her husband, Papas Ben Yehuda, was too makbed on her. He would lock the door, like Rashi says, that can bring Tiznus, and Ataka let Tiznus. And from that was born Isa Ha'ish. So this is who Miriam Megadla Sarah Nashia was. Now, that seems to be how Tysus understands it. It's not so clear. Other Rishonim seem to argue and hold that maybe she was not the mother of Isa Ha'ish. Maybe she was somehow involved in some other way. Is not so clear what exactly happened, but it is interesting to note that by the historians, there is a figure in Nazareth, in that religion of Isa Ish, whose name was Miriam Magdalena or Miriam Magdala, who had a some type of close shaykhus to Isa Ish. And she, it's not clear why her name exactly was Magdala, but they, some say it was, I'll shame the city she came from Eretz, in Eretz Yisrael, she came from the city of Magdala. And this woman also, it seems like she was Mazana, there's some type of znus going on, but it would seem to be a very big coincidence to say that this Miriam Mary Magdala had nothing to do with the Miriam Magdala Sarnashia mentioned over here in our Gemara. It's the same word, Magdala, even though Magdala over here is referring to what she did to the hair, and the way she is referred to over there, it's referring to her, it was a noun, or the place she came from, but Lechara has some shaykhus to this Miriam Magdala Sarnashia over here. So who exactly Miriam is, it's not so pasha. Tosis does seem to say that it was the mother of Isa Ish. Rashi and Gittin tells us that it was the wife of Pappas ben Yehuda, and that seems to be based on the Gemara and Shabbos that she was involved in that, had something to do with Isa Ish, and because her husband Pappas ben Yehuda was makben her too much, that is eventually what led her to be Mazana.